This is Josh Cohen and the home team. Listen live worldwide on any smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm. This is ESPN 106.3.
And just like that, you reach the cocktail hour, which for many of you means your workday is done, which means you get to ride home with us, the home team, on the ride home, a tradition unlike many other since 1999. It's Thursday, and it's February 1st. I mean, it's the first day of the second month of the year 2024. And it is wild because 4 years ago, we were gearing up for the Chiefs and the Niners and the Super Bowl in a sexy city. And we're doing the exact same thing right now. And we had Joe Biden and Donald Trump gearing up for a long, arduous year of election nonsense campaigning.
Well, that's coming this year.
To the election. The exact same thing is happening right now as we speak.
It's also extra day of February this year. At 29.
Yeah, it's called leap year. Yeah, I don't know if you're new to that or not.
Happy birthday to all the leap yearers.
Yeah, 4 weeks before we say that.
So, like, when do you celebrate your birthday if it's a leap year?
That's a good question.
It's the cocktail hour. For me, it is right now.
I would imagine on the 28th. I would imagine you do it on the 28th because the day after that would just be then, of course, March 1st. So I'd imagine on the 28th. I actually met someone once that was a leap baby because they claimed they were like 4 years old. And I was like, how's that possible? They said, they said they were five. They were like 22. Oh,
I bet those people love that gag. How you know I'm actually only six?
It's the fun fact.
But it's not how many years old you are. It's how many birthdays you've had.
Right. I kind of like the idea. If I was a leap year baby, I would do one birthday blast every 4 years.
But what do you mean when you say birthday blast? You're talking like on a yacht, super extra.
What I would have done for four separate years of birthdays all into one day.
Oh, I love that.
The cocktail hour is being brought to you by Twin Peaks with eats and drinks and scenic views always. The scenic views, by the way, those are the Twin Peaks girls that are friendly and fun. And listen, happy hour. 5 days a week. Twin Peaks is great about brand new cocktail concoctions. Whether they're tequila or bourbon or whiskey, they just do it. And by the way, for that, you know, big time professional tackle football game that happens next Sunday, that's a great place to watch. Always for UFC. Always for big boxing matches. Why? Because there's never a cover to watch the fights. Always watch the fights for free at Twin Peaks. Where you enjoy. Beer that's 29 degrees. There's a big red thermometer or thermostat that shows you. And by the way, if you've not had Billionaire Bacon, it is the right amount of crisp and the right amount of chew. It is the perfect thickness. This bacon starts with some sweet, and then it finishes with a little blast of heat. Get you some Billionaire Bacon. You'll see what I mean. Twin Peaks, Pembroke Pines, Cypress Creek, Hollywood, Davie. And on Palm Beach Lakes Boulevard, right here in West Palm Beach. It is the Ultimate Guys Lodge, and you're driving home from work right now, and you might want to go home. I understand completely. Go to Twin Peaks instead. You'll thank me. She would be the first lady of the Delusional Republic.
Greetings.
He would be the, Leap Day envious Christian Cat.
The one he came for. I'm here.
The one you came for.
Excuse me?
The one you came for.
At long last.
We do have listeners, by the way, that are big CCAT fans now.
I mean, yeah.
We've made them. Like, we've built this brand. We've created this role. I'm not going to lie to you. You know, I used to goof and joke about, you know, kittens and Kitten Nation. But now there are people that say, no, I love CCAT. Like, he's grown on me. Much like, I guess, a cold sore or some kind of a fungus.
You know, I think I'm an infectious personality where it's a good thing I use my powers for good and not evil because I could be a cult leader. Seriously. So I'm doing this for radio. I could be a cult leader, but I'm choosing to do radio.
You should be a cult leader.
I'm more intrigued in the thought of you proudly and confidently stating that you could be a cult leader. What about you has like drew that conclusion?
Spend enough time around me, you see things through my point of view and become one of my disciples.
I don't know about you as a leader, though. I don't know about, I mean, as a cult member, I can see you in a cult for sure.
Well, I'm going to have generals that kind of carry out discipline when needed be. I don't actually do that. No one ever sees me doing that.
Remember what Creed on The Office said about being in a cult versus being a cult leader. He's like, I've been a member of many cults. As a member and as a leader, he said, the money's better and there's more sex when you're the leader. But you remember that episode?
Yeah.
Creed. He was a rock star, you know.
Yeah.
Creed Bratton was an actual rock star. He was in a group that had big time radio hits, legitimately. La, 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 live for today. That was his band.
I've never heard of that song.
I like how they didn't give him a name on the show. His name is Creed Bratton.
Right, he's Creed. Creed is Creed. He is the only member of the show. Actually, no, Phyllis is a Phyllis. Phyllis is actually a Phyllis, right? I believe that's her real name also.
She looks like
Angela,
a Phyllis.
Angela 100%. Is Angela.
Kinsey, yeah.
Yeah, she's Phyllis, by the way, was in casting. Phyllis was the casting woman at NBC. And someone was like, hold on a second. Like, she's perfect for this role. She's like, I'm not an actor. I'm the casting lady. And she wound up getting the gig. That happens sometimes. That's anyway, awesome. Cam Newton, he's doubled down on his Brock Purdy analysis. Remember what Cam Newton's been saying all season? Doesn't really buy into Brock Purdy. Thinks he's absolutely a game manager, not a game changer.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, all quarterbacks are game managers at some point. There's called having that lead in the fourth quarter and managing the game. There's different roles you play throughout a game as an NFL quarterback. So being a game manager is not an insult. But when someone says you can't do it, when time is needed, that is an insult. And I think certainly Purdy proved otherwise last week because the time was the second half and all he did was rise to the occasion and make it happen. Take a listen to Cam Newton on Brock Purdy.
I've never said that Brock Purdy was trash. What I did say is Brock Purdy is a game manager. That's not hate. That's just what I feel to be facts. But I still reserve the right to say this. To be labeled a game changer, Brock Purdy has to be the best player on the offensive side of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not the case.
And who's the best player?
Christian McCaffrey. Man, look, I ain't recanting shit. No. And if you really want to just be honest, if you add in a defensive talent and you add in an offensive talent, Brock Purdy is the 10th best player on his team. Okay, cool. Did he have a great game? Yes. Is he been playing out of his mind? Yes. Is he a quarterback that's hot? Yes. But he's still the 10th best player on his team.
That is Cam Newton. Well, the declaration that Brock Purdy, I like how he says Purdy. He can't pronounce Purdy the way that the rest of the world does.
Mm-hmm.
So Cam Newton makes it his own. And he says like Brock Purdy. You notice that? It's like Purdy, mm-hmm. Purdy.
Yeah, I see it now.
He doesn't say Purdy. He says Purdy. I'm going to give you some offensive players. You tell me if they are better than Brock Purdy.
Okay.
All right?
Here we go.
You ready, C-Cat? You're going to count these.
All right.
These are offensive players. Jake Brendel. Center, number 64.
No.
He's a pretty good center.
Yeah, but not better than Brock Purdy.
Okay. Sam Darnold, backup quarterback.
No.
C-Cat?
Push.
Jawan Jennings, number 15, wide receiver.
No.
Kyle Juszczyk, fullback, number 44.
Yes.
Is Juszczyk a better player than Brock Purdy is?
Yes, he is probably the best fullback in the NFL.
Stone Labanowitz, who's sitting behind you, the quarterback whisperer, he smiled. He looked up and smiled because he thinks you are looking for hot takes. Jeanette?
No, I still think Brock Purdy's better.
Okay. I'll continue on. George Kittle, tight end, number 85, Ocho Cinco, which really, it's not 85, it's 85, which is Ochente Cinco. Jeanette, is he a better player on offense? George Kittle?
Yes.
He is.
Yes, he is.
Okay. Let us continue, shall we? How about Jordan Mason, the running back, at number 3-4?
Probably not.
I'm still going to say no.
Christian McCaffrey rocks the Jordan 23. Stanford's.
Definitely better than Purdy.
Yes, I would say so.
I would agree also. How about Ray McCloud? Wide receiver, number 3, Ray McCloud.
No.
He's a playmaker. He is a playmaker, but we'll say no. Okay. Jake Moody is the kicker. Jake Moody's been pretty solid at times.
Not better than Purdy. They can do without him.
CK? Kicker.
Yeah, he's got more to prove. He got longevity to be a great NFL kicker. He doesn't have it yet.
What about offensive tackle Matt Pryor, number 7-5?
No opinion. Haven't watched much tape on him.
What about Jalen Moore, offensive tackle, number 7-6?
I'd say the same about that.
How about Deebo Samuel, wide receiver who CJGJ says, you're just a running back, boy.
Hey, he's both, and that's why he is better than Brock Purdy.
He really is. He really is. How about Trent Williams, offensive tackle number 7-1?
He sure is better than Brock Purdy.
Agreed.
Tight end Braylon Willis.
I'm going to say no.
No.
Yeah, Braylon Willis is good. He's not a better player. The punter is a member of the defense, remember, which is weird considering the offense is on the field.
Yeah.
Why are you laughing?
Because I would not say that. I'd say it's part of the special teams.
What about Brandon Ayuk?
He's going to be a number one receiver next year. He's great. Yes, he's better than Brock.
Yes.
I think so, too. I think so, too. What about Aaron Banks, the guard at number 6'5"?
No tape on him in my eyes. You got an Aaron Banks tape you want to get off your chest?
Do I what?
You have an Aaron Banks take you want to get off your chest?
Let her rip, Josh. Let her rip.
I don't know if Brock Purdy is the 10th best player on the offensive side of the ball. That sounds stupid to me because you have to be a tremendous athlete and player to be the starting quarterback. And also to have navigated the season that is full of potholes and danger and chances to slide off into the embankment. They didn't play well on Christmas. They got housed. He was bad. That happens. But you don't get to be the number one overall seed and make your way to the Super Bowl unless you're a pretty good player. I remember the last team that did this. You know, there were teams like, say, for example, Trent Dilfer and the 2000 Baltimore Ravens. You remember that team?
Yeah.
Actually, you probably don't in real time because you were 2 years old. But I do. And I know that Trent Dilfer was more of the game manager with that defense in Baltimore than certainly Brock Purdy is. How many guys did we list? 5, 6? How many you got, CK?
We got the 6 that were definitively better.
Okay.
Yeah, I wrote them down too.
All right, so Cam Newton's not crazy, but he's also exaggerating just a little bit.
Yeah, 10's a round number, and he's exaggerating for sure. If you say he's a top 5, that's still really good on an NFC championship team. You go back to 10, now you're really taking a knock.
You like to hear Cam Newton say what he said, and that is he playing out of his mind? Yes, but that also means that you're kind of playing above yourself. It means that's not who you are.
He's hot.
Is he a hot quarterback? Yes. Like, you like that he gives...
Like, physically?
Purdy credit. What?
Oh, is he a hot quarterback? I was like, yes.
You think Brock Purdy's hot?
Yes.
No way.
Really?
Yes, he is.
He looks like 14 years old.
No way. Not.
She's into that. Don't forget. She's into that.
Ew, you're so weird.
He's not hot.
Just because I've been dating almost a decade younger than me doesn't mean anything.
Now it does. I didn't know that. Now it does.
Yeah, we didn't know that. I didn't know that either.
Yes, you did, Josh. I was telling you.
I didn't know anything about that. You got something you want to share with us? What's going on?
No, I just, you know.
You sure this guy's not using you to get into R-rated movies?
Oh, Josh.
Does he ask you to buy him lottery tickets?
You know, prom's a couple months away.
You guys are so disgusting.
Could you not see Jeanette going out drinking, getting faced on the avenue in Delray, talking to these boys, and Jeanette feeling it? And she's a little, you know, she's a little bit feeling it. And her getting the number or swapping IGs.
Mm-hmm.
And then she comes to realize she sees, you know, they go to dinner and he opens his wallet and she sees his driver's license says under 21.
It's oh, like, my God.
He's 21 and a half now, but he's still got the old ID, the old driver's license.
It's a Velcro wallet.
So this has actually been happening to me a lot.
You've been meeting guys that are underage?
No, not underage.
Backstage, underage, adolescent, how you doing?
No, but definitely they've been around 24 to 27 range, and I have no idea how to get out of it. And it happens just...
Get out of it. You don't know how to get out of it.
I don't, because it's like, oh, we're having a good time, and then we'll do what we do. And then it's like, oh, how old are you? I'm like, I'm 33. How old are you?
Can I ask you a question?
What's up?
Shouldn't the question of how old you are or the knowledge be before you do the messing around stuff?
Well, we're
is
in
that
a...
what you're going to ask?
Yes.
We're in a bar. It's going to be over 21. That's safe.
All right, two things. Number one, no need to scream. Screamy. Number two...
Do you know me?
Just because... Yeah, I do. But I'm asking on behalf of the entire audience. Please. No need to scream. You understand that just because the bar let them in, and maybe the bar is, you know, liable, responsible for their drinking. If there's physical activity involved, your defense can't be, well, they were in a bar. You understand that, right?
Not to get too real, that's a Josh Giddey case right now. He met the person he's not supposed to be with in a 21-plus spot, so be careful, please.
Oh, thank you, Christian. I appreciate your concerns.
Doing.
But, I mean, why can't you just say, dang, Jeanette, maybe you should stop looking so young for your age? That would have been nice to hear from either of you.
Do you want to say that?
took the words out of my mouth, Jeanette. I don't think I have to anymore.
Thank you.
You don't look 34. No, you look
33.
Well, you don't look 33 either.
Thank you.
Definitely don't look 34. You look more 33 than you do 34.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
But you don't look 34. No, you look considerably younger.
Thank you.
But you still should be able to tell whether or not the dude that you're messing around with. Again, that conversation about how old are you should happen before the messing around.
So when should I do? Like, oh, hey, what's going on? How are you? We're vibing. We're chatting up for 15 minutes. How old are you, dude?
Here's the question. How quick are you from meeting someone to when there's actual like physical contact? Because it sounds like it's happening pretty quickly.
No, it's not.
That's what it's, does it not sound that way to you?
You didn't have time to ask a 3-second questions about their age? I don't know.
We're just having a good time. It's a night out. We're having a good time at a bar watching a game or just, you know, playing arcade games.
But you're just meeting them.
Yeah.
Shouldn't there be conversations, you know, things like, so what do you do for a living? When did you graduate college?
That's such a forward and more serious conversation. Like, once you ask that question, you know you're in it for something else.
Says who? Or you're trying to avoid jail time.
Well, yeah. I know, again, I always assume that they're over at least 22, 23.
Is this why the ballpark of the Palm Beach has replaced you?
Oh, my God.
And they're making you throw T-shirts while the other person is the in-game host? See, Kat, what are you looking at right now?
Ways to ask someone their age politely.
There we go. Let's get it started. Aw,
thank you, Christian, for having my back.
Number one.
Would you mind if I ask how old you are?
I don't like that one.
It's from WikiHow.
Number two.
All right, that one's kind of the same thing. Are you comfortable sharing your age?
It's creepy.
Did you write this? Did you write this yourself?
This is wikihow.com.
Number three.
Is this a milestone birthday coming up?
What does that mean? What is milestone birthday?
Like the
birthday?
Big
3-0. Oh, that would be good for me because then they would be more in my age range.
So in my video monitor, I have all the cameras. You know, I have the camera shot of me and one of Jeanette and one of C-Cat, one of the window, and also the intern who's sitting in the control room. And I didn't know she was in there because the monitor is blocking, but I can see her on camera. She's not the least bit interested in any of these that you're saying. Would not find herself asking this or would find it awkward to be asked these. Do you mind sharing your age?
Are you comfortable
sharing your age?
And that changes right here.
Okay.
How many years have your beautiful eyes seen?
Oh, my God.
What would you do if a man asked you that? What would you do if a man said, how many years have your beautiful eyes seen?
I would literally laugh in their face.
Would you walk away?
Yes, 100. I'd laugh in their face and walk away.
Well, this is the actual one that works.
Okay, here we go.
But there's more?
Yeah. But this is, I think, very practical. When did you graduate? That is the best way to do it.
Oh, so I've actually used that one a couple of times.
Some of the FAU events, I'm sure.
I'm done with dating people from FAU, okay? We're done with that part of my life, okay, Christian?
Right, but the idea, don't get it screaming again, please, for the love of God. You can tell when she's about to accelerate, for whatever reason, you can tell when she's about to go that thing where then she starts. Please, for the love of God.
Well, I told you I'm going on 3 dates next week. One of them from where?
One of them from where?
FAU?
What? Yeah.
A kid who goes to FAU? You want a date with a student?
No. He works with FAU.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, well, good luck.
Thank you.
With all your dating adventures. Let's move on from Brock Purdy and Cam Newton to Kay Adams and the Kansas City Chiefs. Kay Adams, who Jeanette did an event with earlier this year. Actually, no, not earlier this year, but this past fall.
Mm-hmm.
Kay Adams asked the question, I guess more so answers the question. People actually are asking, are the Kansas City Chiefs technically already a dynasty, or do they need that third Super Bowl to be considered a dynasty? Here's what she said.
I keep getting told by every Patriot I've had on this show, and I have it a lot, that it's not a dynasty until you win 3K. You got to win 3, then we could talk about Tom Brady and Mahomes. Blah, 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 blah. KC had a chance to do that in Vegas, but even if they don't, this run of success is to be celebrated, and we're seeing things we've not seen before. Take a look as I'm doing this thing. Next Sunday, the Chiefs will become just the third team in NFL history to appear in 4 Super Bowls within a 5-year span. Wow. That's, in and of itself, amazing. And if they win it, by the way, they've joined 3 legendary dynasties as the only teams to snag 3 Lombardis in 5 years. The Steelers with Terry Bradshaw, Steel Curtain defense, the whole bit in the 70s. The 90s Cowboys. Hey, Jimmy. Oh, Troy. Our friend Emmett. And, of course, Billy B. Let me add him. There he is. Okay, with Tom Brady and those Patriots.
When it sounded like Kay Adams was having a drug flashback, she was looking at pictures on the screen that were showing members of the Cowboys back in the day that were showing Bill Belichick, etc. So she wasn't imagining hallucinating on things. There was actual video, B-roll, during that she was commenting. I want to clarify that. So she's like a crazy person. Kay Adams is right. The Kansas City Chiefs are a dynasty because Patrick Mahomes has gone to 6 AFC championship games in 6 years of playing the game. 6 consecutive years, he led his team to the championship game, meaning win this, you're in the Super Bowl. They went to 4 of those 6 Super Bowls. They went to 4 in a 5-year span. 2020 in Miami against the Niners, won the game. 2021 in Tampa against the Bucks, lost the game.
Mm-hmm.
2023 in Phoenix against the Eagles, won the game. And then next Sunday in Vegas against the Niners again. Who knows what's going to happen there? If you go to 4 Super Bowls in 5 years, I don't care if you win them or not, you're a dynasty. The Buffalo Bills won how many Super Bowls in the 90s in that 4-year span where they won 4 consecutive years? How many did they win?
0.
0 is correct. And they're still a dynasty because they went 4 consecutive years to the freaking Super Bowl. And with free agency and the way that the draft operates, it is virtually impossible to maintain that level of excellence and success. And harder for the Chiefs because there's more teams in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Teams didn't exist then, meaning 91, 2, 3, and 4, that do exist now. Do I have to list them? Fine. Carolina, Jacksonville, Houston, and?
What?
Carolina, Jacksonville, Houston, and?
I don't know.
Wow. You guys are killing me.
Denver?
The Ravens were the Browns. There wasn't a team in Baltimore.
Ah.
So you understand that.
You should have known that.
Yeah, honestly, I was thinking about my
should've
point.
Should have known. There were 28 teams, now there's 32.
Yeah.
And did a much shorter season.
Did he literally just say what?
Mm-hmm.
You weren't.
Yeah. I had a point to make, and I was kind of refining it in my brain.
Oh, let's hear this point. I want to hear this point.
He's put some time in it.
Yeah, I think in football more so than any other, the other major pro sports, making it to the Super Bowl, making it to that final game is more heavier weighed than making it to the finals or making it to the World Series versus winning the Super Bowl versus winning the World Series versus winning the finals.
You give more credit to a team making it to that championship in football more so than the other sports.
Yes, I would say so.
Because you got one shot at it, not a best of 5, not a best of 7.
Yeah, I think you can look like garbage in that final series and it's over. You can have one bad day in a Super Bowl.
Others would say, well, you have more chances to get it right as opposed to it's one and done. But okay, you can argue either way, Jeanette.
I would say the only one that would kind of supersede that is the big dance.
Is Kay Adams right with what she said? Is
yes.
she right?
Yes.
Say, Kay, is she right?
Yes. Yeah, I consider them a dynasty.
Yeah. The people that want to, I understand the Patriots going, no, you got to win a third. Like, I totally get that. You got to win a third to be a dynasty. Unless you went to 4 Super Bowls in 5 years. There's qualifiers. If you won a third Super Bowl over 7 or 8 years, okay, you're a dynasty. But if you're going to that 4th Super Bowl in 9 or 10 years, well, what's the timing on that? 2 years in a row, a year off, in the AFC Championship game. If you go to 6 consecutive AFC Championship games, and as a result, you wind up in the Super Bowl 4 times, and win possibly 3, even if you just win 2, you're still a dynasty.
That feels like Patriots fans getting defensive. Like, there can be multiple dynasties. They're not the dynasty anymore, right? They're the one having right now.
It's going to be difficult to emulate what the Patriots did from 2001 until 2019.
Yeah.
It's going to be very difficult to see that again. That was a very special time in history. They could play in the NFL for another 200 years. If they do, somebody will and probably, succeed it. But in the next 15, 20 years, will we see something like that? The closest thing, the only folks that got a shot at it are these Kansas City Chiefs.
And it's also perception, too. The Chiefs are always the guy, the team that everybody wants to beat. Everybody looks at the Chiefs on the schedule if they're playing. And
why
they're
wouldn't
like,
you?
These are the tough ones. I don't think anybody else right now in the NFL has been like that for, again, 5 seasons.
Who was the last team? Who was the last team that was, those guys? It was the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
Bucks didn't have that. The Bucks were a one-off. The Bucks went to the Super Bowl in COVID year, played in their home stadium, and beat a team that was down both guards.
Yeah, what the Patriots did was...
I love you, Tom Brady.
The Patriots did to what their division, what the Chiefs are doing to their division right now. Teams are tearing their team apart in order to try to fix and beat that one team.
Agreed.
Fair enough. Stephen A. Smith got asked the toughest question for debate, quite possibly, we've ever heard. Stephen A. Smith has his own podcast show because ultimately Stephen A. Smith would like to be independent of ESPN Disney. In other words, I don't need y'all. Y'all need me. I got my own show, my own audience, my own revenue generation. This is a dangerous trend we're seeing in power to the players. The Kelce brothers are doing it. Stephen A.'s doing it. I could see Stephen A. starting to move towards emphasis on his show, and I totally get it. I do. If you can do it, you do it. You know what I'm saying? Lebatard show, they did it.
Yep.
Others are doing it. Stephen A. got asked the toughest question for debate we've ever heard. Take a listen.
Sesame Street starting five. Who you taking? Ooh. Okay. First of all, my start five, Cookie Monster. Definitely that, okay? Can't ignore Big Bird. That's my center right there. Okay. Snaffleupagus? No. I'm not feeling that. I don't need that right now. I'm a roll with Elmo. I'm a roll with Ernie. And I am Stephen A. So I can't leave out Oscar the Grouch. Okay. So it's Oscar the Grouch, Ernie, Elmo, Big Bird, and Cookie Monster. That's my starting five for Sesame Street. How to get to Sesame Street.
Okay, all right.
How to get to Sesame Street. Didn't think I know that, did you? Didn't think I knew that.
Stephen A. with the draft picks. With the first pick of the 2024 Sesame Street starting five, Jeanette Javier selects...
The tall yellow bird, Big Bird.
Big
Bring
bird.
Him over.
Okay, all right. See, Kat, who you got?
I don't want to leave myself vulnerable. I'm going to go Cookie Monster.
Okay, we'll get to him. Big Man. There's really just two big men on Sesame Street. Snuffleupagus or Big Bird. Big Bird, I worry about Big Bird's toughness. I worry about Big Bird's agility. Snuffleupagus is a unit. Snuffleupagus is a big, giant, elephant-looking... And plus, if he's imaginary, the other team can't see him.
Yeah, but I feel like Big Bird is more agile. Is quick.
Not agile.
Much quicker than Snuffleupagus.
For sure. But Big Bird is, I don't know. I think he's a liability. He reminds me of a Sean Bradley type.
Okay.
Second pick. C-Cat. Who you got?
I'm going Bert.
Terrible pick.
You need chemistry in this game, and that's what I'm opting for.
Who's Bert got chemistry with?
Ernie.
No. No, he does not. Jeanette, who you got?
I'm going with the leader. A man who is everywhere but nowhere at the same time, but everyone relates to. Elmo.
On your basketball squad?
Heck yeah. He would be a great point guard.
He got punched in the face today on the Today Show.
Yeah, Elmo's got Chris Paul energy.
Yeah, that's what
he
I'm saying.
No, he does.
Thank you, C-Cat. He gets me.
Chris Paul don't win championships.
He is everywhere but nowhere. That's what I'm saying. Elmo is
so
the
why
perfect
you,
point guard.
Why are you drafting Muppets that can't win you rings?
I'm putting it together.
Terrible pick. Elmo got punched in the face today on the Today Show by Larry David. There's a sentence I didn't wake up thinking I would say today. Elmo got strangled today on the Today Show by Larry David, and they didn't know what to do. Like, the Today Show hosts were like, you should ask people before you touch them. And Al Roker's standing at the weather screen, and he's not saying a word. He's just looking like, what is going on right now?
And listen, going back to your why do you want somebody who don't win you championship, Charles Barkley is my favorite player of all
That's
time.
That's fine. But Charles Barkley's capable of bringing you a ring.
I think Elmo is, too.
Elmo's incapable of giving you a ring. Super Grover. First of all, he's Grover. He's got wingspan, but also he's super. He can fly. Super Grover, next level. You guys are missing the boat on this. Very, very quickly, we got to roll through it. Jeanette, number three.
You talking about flying, and I can count on this man, Count Von Count. He's on him.
The Count. You think the Count can fly?
Absolutely. He has a cape. He's a vampire.
He's got a cape.
He can do many things.
He's got a cape, but he can't fly, though.
He can do many things, and he'll bite you if he needs to. He's an aggressive player.
So you're taking the obsessive, compulsive, disordered, numbered, fixated Count.
Between Big Bird and Elmo, we need somebody to stay focused in the game.
See,
Count
Kat,
can
got?
Do that.
Ernie, easy. After got Bert, now I need Ernie.
Yeah, you keep Ernie and you get rid of Bert, but I tell you what, Kermit the Frog, that's your point guard. Kermit the Frog is the point. He's your Magic Johnson. He's on both shows. He's that guy. Think about it. Show, Sesame Street, he's the franchise. You guys are missing the boat. All right, fourth pick. Jeanette, go.
Oscar the Grouch, man. That man is a true leader. He speaks to everybody on the team like a true man.
Yep.
He's going to get us places.
Terrible draft pick. And do you know why?
Why?
We don't know he's got legs. We have no confirmation he's got legs or feet. Mm. We have no confirmation that he's not just someone who lives in a trash can because he has no bottom half. C-Cat.
Diversity is my middle name, and that's why I go with Zoe.
Zoe.
Diversity is
Zoe.
You know me. Inclusion.
All right. I'm going Cookie Monster. Dean Thomas walking in. Speaking of inclusion and diversity, Dean Thomas walking in.
Hey,
I got Cookie Monster. How do you not go quick? You got that intensity. He's got that hunger. All things you need for a basketball player. Final Sesame Street draft pick. I can't believe I'm saying this, but go ahead, Jeanette, go.
I'm going Cookie Monster. That is my guy. Right. He's going to get the championship.
C-Cat.
You're all forgetting about Abby Kadabi? You really? Once again, diversity, inclusion. Abby Kadabi is on my team.
Who's Abby Kadabi?
I have no idea.
Is this microphone work?
Yeah, it is.
Or that we know that one does.
It works.
One, Dean, does your mic work?
Hold on. Does my mic work?
It does.
Hey, hello. Hey, what's hola.
Dean Thomas, UFC's King of All Media. Five Muppets from Sesame Street. That would be your starting five. Stephen A. Smith got asked this question today. He rattled them off. Who you got?
I got at point guard. Yeah. I got, obviously, Kermit the Frog.
Kermit, thank you very much.
Because he out there, because he know how to distribute the ball.
Just said that.
I got a shooting guard.
Yep.
I got a... What's the dude who live in the trash can?
Oscar the Grouch, yeah, Oscar you see? Grouch,
yeah. We don't know he's got legs. Great, we've never seen his legs.
I know he might not got legs, but he got a vision for the hole. So
that's why he's saying that. And he can talk trash.
Yeah, they talk trash,
but he's very negative. Number three.
Very negative. Spitting, okay.
All right, a power forward.
Yep.
I got Gonzo.
Oh. Nope. He lives on the Muppet Show.
Yeah, he's on the Muppet.
He doesn't live on Sesame Street.
Oh, he don't live on Sesame Street?
You can't name five Muppets on Sesame Street, can you?
Oh, I can name five Muppets.
Big Bird, Snuffleupagus, Bert, Ernie.
Okay, I got Snuffleupagus at power forward.
All right, yeah, okay.
Yeah, he's going with Josh here, okay.
I got him at center.
Right. Obviously, I got Big Bird at center.
All right, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. And then small forward.
Yeah.
No
Elmos.
No. Small Cookie. Forward, I got... No, not
the Count?
No,
I Super got... Super Grover?
No, what's Bert? Bert with the yellow shirt.
Yeah, uh-huh. I think Bert's a chemistry problem. I think Bert is, you know...
He would be the Kyrie Irving of the group.
Yeah, he's malcontent. Uh-huh. Bert, for years, has said the earth is flat. On Sesame Street. They have a whole new thing on Sesame Street now where Bert is a conspiracy theorist.
No kidding.
Yeah, and he wears a red hat that says, "Make Sesame Street great again."
I got to
make Sesame Street great again.
Old tweets resurfaced.
I got to start watching Sesame Street.
Say what?
Bert's old tweets, they're damning.
Yeah, Bert's old tweets are coming back to be a problem.
He's
going to
get canceled.
There's our Sesame Street starting five. Thank you, Stephen A. Smith, for the concept. When we come back, boy, we are sidetracked. The questions surrounding Greg Olsen, who's about to lose his job to Tom Brady, are finally being answered. We'll tell you what those are. Plus, we talked about Larry David a moment ago. Larry David not only literally choked Elmo today on the Today Show, which is a visual I was not hoping to see, but he went in on Bill Simmons over Bill's love of what? C-Cat may find a little defensiveness on this. A
little bit.
We'll tell you what that is coming up in a second. Ed Morse Automotive Group, first and foremost, remember, what you drive says a lot about you. And if what you're driving has the Ed Morse name on it, it says you expect a lot from your vehicle. Ed Morse doesn't just sell vehicles, they stand behind them. And behind each and every one of the more than 2 million people who drive them, that's why the family-owned and operated Ed Morse Automotive Group at dealerships has been in business since 1946. 78 years, dedication to customers, dedication to community. When Ed Morse says they've got your back, believe them. Ed Morse proudly supports the Miami Dolphins. Make sure your next vehicle is backed by Morse. Visit edmorse.com today. The home team, plus Dean Thomas on a rare Thursday appearance on ESPN 106.3.
This is Josh Cohen and the home team. Listen live worldwide on any smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm. This is ESPN 106.3.
Dean Thomas showing up. A little bonus action on a Thursday.
A little surprise.
Well, I like to get in on the action, and I haven't done a show with Jeanette in a while, so I figured to come in.
I was going to say, probably your first Thursday since May.
Yeah, at least.
Or maybe September.
Yeah,
maybe September.
Oh, for sure.
Hard Rock Bet. Have you heard? Hard Rock Bet is legal in Florida.
What?
You probably know the jingle. Hard Rock Bet is Florida's sportsbook, the only legal place to bet on sports in Florida. Bet your favorite teams tonight and every night and every day on the top-rated Hard Rock Bet app. Easy to sign up, fast deposits, fast withdrawals to get your winnings right back. Go buy chicken wings with that money. PayPal, Venmo, credit cards, and more. Hundreds of props that are built for you. Parlays, live betting throughout the games. Matches, races, every fights across every sport. Football, basketball, hockey, soccer, fighting, racing, tennis, golf. Bet anywhere in the state of Florida. Download the Hard Rock Bet app on the App Store or the Google Play Store. Or at hardrock.bet. Hard Rock Bet app is clean, straightforward, so easy to use without the clutter that you see on a lot of sportsbook apps. Plus, the app is simple for a first-time bettor with built-in all the features and functionality also that experienced players expect. When you sign up, you will get a no-regret first bet up to $100. You heard what I said. A no-regret $100, up to $100 bet. First bet. Sign up. Start winning some money and having some fun with Hard Rock Bet. Now legal in Florida. Hard Rock Bet, offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling? Call 888. Admit it. All right. We're a little behind schedule. Good thing we added Dean to the show.
Man, I'm here to catch up. I'm here to get y'all back on track. What are we missing?
Can we get an hour extension when Dean walks into the room?
No, but he can come through next Friday when me and C-Cat are doing noon to 6 p.m.
No.
Super Friday on ESPN 106.3.
Oh, my goodness.
I will be here, too.
6 hours of Super Bowl coverage.
I'm going to pull up.
Please do.
Oh, for sure.
Please do. We might actually tap into you for some guests. We're going to have all kinds of guests.
Yeah, I'm booking guests, and Dean was next on my list to book you.
No. He's got guests. Like, Ryan Clark. He's got Charles Woodson. He's got dudes that won Super Bowls.
I hit up Ryan Clark yesterday. We was talking yesterday because Raquel Pennington, he had a little beef with her.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, boy. Well, you know, she's the new UFC champ.
Yeah.
He has some things to say about her, and she...
You took exception, or she did?
She took
exception. Did you take exception?
I didn't. Well, I took exception in his defense, really.
I'm like,
you can't talk about a Super Bowl champ. Ryan Clark is a Super Bowl champ.
Well, she was talking about him.
Yeah, because he said some things about her. She clapped back at him.
She may not know that.
And you defended him instead of your girl?
Yeah.
I don't think
I mean, that's my girl
thing.
And everything, but man, Super Bowl champ.
I don't think he did the right thing.
No. She may have thought that he was just another talking head.
That's what I think she thought. She might have thought he was just another dude.
Take a listen to Greg Olsen answering the question. You know, people wondering, Tom Brady's coming in the booth. What's going to happen with Olsen? It may not be the question you're expecting, but here's what he answered on the Pat McAfee show. Listen.
What's up, man? How you doing? Everybody's mocking your hair. They're saying you look like a rag. Have you heard that? Have you seen that on the internet?
No, it's real. It's real. I can confirm. It's real. It's not great. I don't have a great hairline, but it's real.
Okay.
So we can clear that up.
So you did see that on the internet, people saying this guy's wearing a... Yeah.
The internet can be a difficult place, you know.
Really? Right, is that right?
Everybody.
We'll just leave it. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but we'll just...
Yeah, the internet is a difficult place. This was just a couple days before John Anik said, I can't deal with these MMA
everybody
fans.
Everybody feeling the heat of the internet nowadays. Yeah. I don't feel it because I ignore
you
it.
You rise above
it. Well, you stay in your lane also.
I stay in my lane. Plus, I don't read the stuff, especially Twitter.
And you rise above it. Larry David, as we shift gears, answering questions, but also presenting new ones. See, Cat, this might hurt. Larry David was on with Bill Simmons on his podcast. Larry David's going to make fun of Bill Simmons because he's a grown man that likes what? Listen.
You watch wrestling?
Yeah.
What is that?
You're out on wrestling?
Are you? What? What is this with you in wrestling?
This goes back to being a kid.
Yeah, I watched it when I was a kid too. And then I realized it was fixed and I stopped watching.
It's performance.
Oh, so you love the performance?
Yeah, I don't think it's real. It's not like I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe Roman Reigns won again. Yeah. No, it's
But they're all the same, aren't they? I mean, every match looks the same.
There's some art to it. There's art in the storytelling, how they build arcs. It's not much different than what we're trying to do with Herb. Trying to build 2-3 month arcs with two characters and have these different matches. Like there's cool things to it. I can't say I'm watching Raw like every Monday night, but I always kind of semi know what's going on. My son got into it, which was great. But now he's out. Now my son's in MMA
now. Stupid. But listen, you're watching this thing. Yeah, you know that it's not fixed, but the people who are there, they think it's real.
Yeah.
No, they do. Are you kidding? They go crazy.
That's Larry David, who is, by the way, Bill Simmons is like idolizes Larry David. Imagine getting your idol on your podcast,
man.
And they just tear you apart. You hear Bill Simmons, how defensive he is. He's explaining your story arcs.
He's like, you know, my kid watches.
my kid. But now he's into MMA.
Yeah.
And Larry David says, the people that are there, they think it's real. And what did we notice when we were watching the election cycle 4 years ago in studio, Dean Thomas? The people that were at certain rallies for a certain candidate were the same people you see at wrestling matches.
Yep, it's true.
The ones that think it's real.
Yeah, they think it's real.
My favorite part was when Bill was trying to make it relatable to Larry and be like, yeah, you know, it's like what you're trying to do with Curb. And then Larry goes, uh-huh.
Story arcs. You know, developing characters.
The way he was laughing had me.
Because it's for Simmons, it's got to be humiliating. Yeah. It's got to be humiliating. He's built a media empire, and here's his idol who was saying to him, like, really, dude? What's and Simmons all of a sudden just feels so stupid.
He feels so small.
Hey, you know what, see, Kat, I like watching wrestling a lot too. I was bummed I couldn't go to Royal Rumble in Tampa last weekend.
Simmons is probably thinking like, all right, well, you know, Larry David and sees me as a contemporary.
Yeah.
Sees me as, you
not
know,
anymore.
What is it with wrestling? And by the way, when Larry David starts to do it, he sounds like Seinfeld.
Mm-hmm.
Because Seinfeld started talking like Larry when they made the show. But a lot of the Seinfeld's kind of on that character is actually Larry David.
Really?
You can hear that.
Yeah, I can.
Because Seinfeld doesn't talk that way in real life.
True.
It was also that laugh that was when Larry David was like, uh-huh. Like, it was very Jerry Seinfeld-esque.
C-Cat, can you defend your wrestling?
What Bill Simmons said was all 100% true. These are episodes of television that are happening in front of you.
Have you ever, at a wrestling event, you've attended them in person.
Yeah.
Have you ever given anyone two thumbs down? Have you ever taken two thumbs down and pointed them in their face?
I boo hard, yeah. Right. Not the
do you do thumbs
down.
You
know, no. Right. I don't rock the thumbs
have
down.
Have you ever brought a sign?
No, I brought a sign to a Yankee game once. Bad experience with it, so never do it anywhere.
Okay, all right. And you're aware, though, that it's not real?
It's real, yeah.
Oh.
It's scripted, but it's real.
Okay. I'll take that.
So you're aware the outcome, it's all determined.
Yeah, those chops hurt, man.
It's like a movie.
Yes.
You're aware of that.
I'm aware.
Dean did some wrestling in
Memphis.
I did
some wrestling in Memphis with Jerry Lawler.
With Jerry Lawler.
And King I hurt Jerry my knee.
What was, did you have a name or anything? What
no,
was your
I just
gimmick?
Went out there as Dean Thomas.
Delaware Destroyer.
You talk about how embarrassing that must have been for Bill Simmons getting undressed by Larry David like that. That's how I feel when Dean Thomas does Yo Mama jokes to me. He walks in, I get blessed
right
to
now?
Do a show with
do
Dean
one
Thomas.
Right now?
And then,
no, but I'm going to get one.
I know your mom is listening, C-Kaz. This will hurt especially hard because it's coming from me. Your mama's so cross-eyed. When she cries, tears run down her back.
Oh my God.
Never fails. Never fails.
Wish I had a cricket sound to play right now.
Watch this. C-Kaz, your mama's... I didn't finish
you're
it.
That
relax.
Hard, yeah.
Relax. Your mama,
got the crowd.
Your mama's so fat, her car got stretch marks.
See, Kat, your mama's so bald, she rolls her hair with rice.
How you feel now?
I am loving this.
You're
keep
like
it
Bill
going,
Simmons.
Y'all. Keep it going.
We gotta hit the 2-minute warning. First, though, St. Lucie Battery and Tire remains the home of honest, reliable service. And they've been doing it since when? 1970. You need batteries for vehicles. Beyond cars, they got the trucks, of course, SUVs. They got batteries for everything you drive to work and for, great, but the stuff you drive for play. ATVs, side-by-sides, golf carts, jet skis, boats, batteries for everything. Tires for everything. They can get you in faster and get you an oil change cheaper than the dealership where you bought your vehicle because of the cost of hourly labor these days. Go to slbt.com. If you love America, you will love St. Lucie Battery and Tire. They are the American dream. 17 locations now, West Palm through the Treasure Coast. Family owned and operated matters. The American way matters. SLBT.com, St. Lucie Battery and Tire, the home of honest, reliable service since 1970. We come back, championship of cringe. C-Cat gets heckled by Dean Thomas. Home team, ESPN 106.3.
This is Josh Cohen and the home team. Listen live worldwide on any smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm. This is ESPN 106.3.
2-minute warning time, home team, championship of cringe. C-Cat's got jokes. Go ahead, take it, him. Take it.
Hey, guys. Thanks for showing up, Dean. Appreciate that of you.
Go!
What do you get from a pampered cow?
I don't know what.
Spoiled milk.
One more.
Ooh.
What's the best smelling insect?
Don't know what.
Deodorant.
What?
Boo, deodorant.
One more.
At you ready,
Just stop there.
It takes guts to be an organ donor.
It takes guts to be an organ donor.
You should have just stopped there.
You really should have. Coming up next, it's ESPN West Palm tonight. Lakers and Celtics. We'll have that at 7 o'clock. How about that? Then game night at 10:30. Dean, thanks for coming through.
Man, what a
blast. My pleasure. My pleasure.
Stop by anytime.
Yeah, anytime. Monday and Tuesdays would be ideal.
Yeah.
kids, remember, every day above ground
is a good day.
So say good night to the bad guy.
Good night, bad guy.
Why is he laughing? Home team time, just about 6 p.m.